Scam City. Clever but illegal ways and means of getting money. Have you ever been tricked? Ever been the victim of a scam? Ever paid for something only to find that it isn't what you wanted? A new report shows that scamming is on the increase.
Nothing new. Scams have been around since the day that money was invented. Scams are also known as confidence tricks or swindles. And the person who does a scam can be referred to as a grafter, a swindler, a scammer, a confidence trickster, or a con artist. The victim is called the mark. The objective of all good scams is to make money. It's as simple as that. The first time the term confidence man was used was in 1849. It was used by the press during the trial of William Thompson. Thompson's scam was simple. He chatted with strangers until they had become friends. Then, quite simply, he asked them if they would lend him their watches. As soon as they did, he would walk off with the watch and never be seen again. He was eventually caught when a victim recognised him in the street.
Good faith. So, how do confidence tricksters work? They mainly rely on the good faith of the victim. Many people have been fallen prey to scams, including movie actors, athletes, successful business executives, and political leaders. Just recently, there was a story in the news of a scam in Japan. Apparently, Japanese dog lovers had been tricked into paying hundreds of dollars for pet poodles, only to discover that they had in fact been sold sheep. The scam was exposed when a Japanese actress appeared on television complaining about her new pet poodle and how it refused to eat any dog food and would not bark. Maiko Kawakami was stunned to discover that her pet poodle was in fact a baby lamb. The newspaper reported that the sheep were shipped to Japan from the UK and Australia. They were sold via an internet site and advertised as poodle puppies.
Famous scams. Here are a few more typical scams. Learn about them and avoid them.
The coin collecting scam. The con man offers the victim a valuable collection of coins at a very low price. The victim buys the entire collection thinking they are valuable, but of course they aren't.
The baby in the pram. A mother goes into a fur shop with a pram. She tries on a really expensive fur coat. All of a sudden, she claims she has to run out because her husband has just arrived with the car. She leaves the pram in the shop, with the baby inside. Of course, there is no baby in the pram, and the woman never returns to the shop.
The badger game. This is a blackmail scheme. It involves taking photos of a married man in a compromising position with another person. The man is then threatened with public exposure unless money is paid.
The get-rich-quick scam. The victim is offered a book on how to get rich quick or how to cure something with a miracle drug. The perfect way for the con artist to get rich quick himself.
The bottle drop scam. The con artist will bump into the victim and drop a package containing broken glass. He broke the glass previously. The con artist will then claim that the contents of the package, an expensive bottle of wine or an ancient vase, were broken by the clumsiness of the victim and demand money to replace them. This con was famous in New York City and was often used against Japanese tourists.
The deceptive contest scam. The victim enters a writing competition. A few weeks later, the victim receives a letter saying that he or she has won and the story will be included in a book. The victim is then encouraged to order the book, at a very high price, of course.
The fiddle game. A pair of con men work together on this scam. One of the con artist number one, dresses up as an elderly man in shabby clothes. He has a meal at the restaurant. All of a sudden, he claims to have left his wallet at home. As collateral, he leaves his only possession, a violin. After he leaves, the second con man, con artist number two enters. He examines the violin and says that he will pay an outrageously large amount for the violin, for example, $50,000, leaving his business card for the old man, con artist number one, to call if he's interested. Now, the victim, the restaurant owner, thinks that he can make a lot of money. So when the old man, con artist number one, comes back to pay for his meal, the restaurant owner offers to buy the violin. Of course, when the restaurant owner then tries to contact the other con artist number two, to sell him the violin, the man has disappeared.
The free pet scam. For this scam, the con artist places a classified ad in a newspaper offering a very cheap or free animal. Usually an animal that is usually hard to get or very expensive. If asked, the con artist explains that he is going to move away from the area. The con artist says all he wants is for the victim to pay for the shipping costs, which are very high, in order to send the animal to the victim. The victim does so, but, of course, never actually receives the pet.